Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Both the prosecution and the defense in Karen Reed's high-profile criminal case have requested additional time to prepare for the upcoming trial. In a joint filing on Monday, they asked the judge to reschedule the trial from January 27th to April 1st, allowing both sides adequate time to prepare, which is realistic. If you're both saying, hey, we need some time, then get some time. Reed, 44, from Mansfield, faces accusations of striking her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her SUV outside that Canton residence and leaving him in severe winter conditions following a night out. According to court records, the alleged incident occurred on January 29th of 22, following visits to two Canton bars, C.F. McCarthy's and the Waterfall Bar and Grill. The first trial, which concluded here in July, resulted in the hung jury unable to reach a unanimous decision on the charges against Reed. As she awaits her second trial, Reed is also seeking to have certain charges dismissed by the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, which will hear oral arguments in the appeal this week. The initial trial heightened numerous complications for the prosecution, including questionable conduct from a Massachusetts state police trooper involved in the investigation and what the trooper's department called a very regrettable instance. Inappropriate messages were exchanged, leading to the trooper's suspension and triggering internal affairs investigations for other officers. Additionally, Reed's defense questioned the circumstances surrounding damage to her SUV, with concerns raised over surveillance footage that allegedly showed the vehicle's state in an inverted orientation. Special Assistant District Attorney Hank Brennan, appointed by Norfolk District Attorney Michael W. Morrissey to handle the retrial, requested court approval on Friday to reassemble and analyze the telematic system in Reed's vehicle. According to the prosecution, the SUV's telematics could provide critical data, including GPS locations, speed, and engine status, to clarify the sequence of events surrounding O'Keefe's death. Why didn't we do this round one if we...
I know, I was just wondering that.
Why is it... Well, we should have done... Yeah, you probably should have. Special Assistant District Attorney Hank Brennan, appointed by Norfolk District Attorney Michael W. Morrissey to handle the retrial, requested... Oh, we already did that. In Monday's filing, Brennan's team disclosed that they had enlisted additional expert witnesses, including a biomechanical engineer, who were expected to analyze and testify regarding key evidence. The addition of these experts, Brennan argued, will necessitate more time to generate comprehensive reports. The defense, too, emphasized the need for time to review and respond to these findings. On the civil front, O'Keefe's family filed a lawsuit in August against Reed and the two bars visited on the night of the incident. In that case, a judge recently granted a 6-month stay on Reed's deposition and discovery request, delaying them until after her second criminal trial. So, the Karen Reed...
I feel like they're Monday morning quarterbacking us. Like, we should have done all this the first time. Let's do it now.
Yeah.
You know, well, I understand hindsight's 2020, but for fuck's sake, why didn't you do some of this in the first trial? You could have actually had a verdict.
I know. I mean, I guess if you're going to take all this to court, you're going to want to do that. You're going to want to do a nice, thorough review to make sure your T's are crossed and your I's are dotted. And I think sometimes people go into court and it's like, well, the T's are dotted and the I's are crossed, and it's like, oh shit.
That's what it sounds like happened.
I don't know, it'll be more information and more to look at in this case. The thing is, everybody's got their they already have their preconceived answer on what happened here. So even if this vehicle data, like down to a millimeter, shows that, yeah, you hit him, they're still going to be like, nope, nope, didn't happen. Like, I'm not saying you're evil or you tried to kill your boyfriend. I'm just saying, look, the data shows that you hit him. You didn't know that you hit him. That's horrible. I mean, that's, yeah, I mean, I feel bad for you that this happened, but you hit him. I don't know. As much as I believe that whole police system is corrupt as shit over there, I don't think they killed John O'Keefe. I don't think they went to the house and beat him up and drew him outside. I think this is, yeah.
But let me throw a little wrench into the things.
Yeah.
Let's just say the telematics show that that vehicle hit him, that it was in the exact location of where his body was. We still can't prove that she was the one driving it.
She's already said she's the one driving it.
She was drunk.
Yeah, she was.
So, I mean, there are times where I'm, well, I don't do this now, but if I were shit-faced drunk, I might go, yeah, I did that. No, you didn't. You were over here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so there's some doubt there that, well, what if it wasn't her?
Well, yeah, you can have the doubt. It's just the whole bullshit story doesn't make any sense of adding this narrative in that he was beat up and thrown outside. It makes total sense to me. And the evidence seems to look like he got hit by the fucking car.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't think there's much more to it. I don't think anybody was trying to hurt anyone. It just happened to have a lot of shady people involved in a unfortunate situation. And then that makes it look like there's some sort of cover up going on or something. And I don't think I would actually say, I do think they put weight on the scales. I would not be surprised if some of those headlights pieces were planted later to really stick it to her, to really make sure that they get her. And in turn, it looks pretty questionable on the part of the police. That's just my conjecture. The attitudes that they had, the way they were talking about her, they clearly had no respect for this woman whatsoever.
Gee, a theme that we've seen.
They don't, yeah, exactly. Kind of an ongoing theme in those departments over there. So I'm not surprised, you know, by this. This is, they're getting called out on it. Someone's shining a spotlight on it, and it's not looking very good.
No, it's not. And, you know, I guess that's fine if they need some more time, obviously, but I don't know if we're ever going to get the answer we want to know.
We're not.
I would almost bet we're going to have another hung jury.
And that's, at this point, honestly, just fucking let her go. It's not like I'm all, yay, yay, free Karen Rader story's true. I don't believe it. But I don't believe that she tried to kill her boyfriend. This was a horrible accident. Let's just move the fuck on. I can't imagine John O'Keefe, if he's sitting somewhere on the other side going, yeah, this is how I want to be remembered. I want everybody to be suffering and going through hell for all these years. Just because they don't know exactly what happened.
What a messy case.
Yeah. I wish they would have just chosen not to retry it. Just call it a day. Just let everybody go home, figure your shit out. Clearly the department's got some issues. And move on.
Yeah, and I think I said this before when we had the hung jury. I think everybody, not just Karen Reed, but every officer that sat on that stand, they need to go through some alcohol counseling. Karen Reed does, you know, just a reassessment of how alcohol plays a factor in your life. And just move on.
I think they're aware of it, but I think you're dealing more with addiction problems than you are just people reasoning and going and saying, oh, maybe I should take care of this. Yeah, I think a lot of them probably should, because it clearly is impacting judgments of people that shouldn't have their judgment impacted in certain ways. But I think there's a lot of judgments that are going on that have nothing to do with alcohol as well, that are also just as fucking shady and weird, that are there to protect number one, which is whoever we're talking about, each one of them looking out for themselves. And then it turns into this nightmare. But
ugh, what a mess.
Yeah. There you go. That's the latest on the land of Karen.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about.
It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant.
But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.